From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Pinchas, Pinchas' Achievements. I'd like to thank the Erica Siegel for sponsoring this webcast in memory of her beloved husband, Andrew Andy Siegel, of blessed memory, Alav HaShalom. His Yahrzeit is the 19th of Tammuz. May his memory be a blessing, and Shema have an aliyah. Pinchas. Torah makes such a tremendous fuss about Pinchas. He didn't even know Tenlot Brishi Shalom is going to be a covenant of peace. Just with one person, he has a whole covenant of peace, just with him. Usually covenants are reserved for heads of state, for David, for Abraham, for the Jewish people. But here, a covenant with Pinchas, and Brit Kehunat Olam is going to be a Kohen forever. What does that even mean? What did Pinchas do? What was his great achievement? So we need to go back to last week's Parshat Balak. There the Jews begin to sin, commit acts of immorality. They're beginning to offer offerings to this God and the Baal Peor. And then Hashem is so mad. Vayichar Hashem Yisrael, God's anger flares up at the Jewish people. So now we have three plans as to what to do with these people. Plan A, Hashem says, take the heads of the people, the Rashi Ha'am, the Rosh, the leaders, the Hokautam, and you should destroy them. Does he mean to destroy the leaders? That plan A is to kill the leaders of Israel, the tribal leaders, the elders, the 70 elders, who knows? Why? Because they're responsible, and how could they not have allowed this to happen? Or, you have to read it sort of in a difficult way, take the leaders and kill them. Who? Those who worshipped. And that's how most commentaries take it. You don't kill the leaders, you kill those who worship. Step B, Moshe giving the second interpretation, or Moshe understanding that God meant the first interpretation. He meant, God meant for the leaders to be killed, but Moshe, in his great mercy for them, says the Barbanel, said, look, I don't want you guys to be killed. Go out and do what you're supposed to do. Kill the sinners. And he told them, plan B, kill the sinners. Then comes plan C. Plan C is Pinchas, and we need to understand why it's so brilliant. Plan C, instead of killing all the leaders, instead of killing all the sinners, one act, killing one person, achieves a brit shalom, a covenant of peace. Peace! This is the most violent act in all of Chumash, perhaps. And this receives a covenant of peace. He gets the peace prize for killing someone. What is this great achievement here? So we need to realize there were two elements here. One was the element of idolatry. One was the element of immorality. There were two elements of the failure of the Jewish people. There was one of leadership and one of the followership of the nation itself. Pinchas, with his one act, he covered all the grounds. He killed the Zimri, who was probably in an act of immorality. And this woman, this Bat Kazbi Batsur, who was engaged in an act probably more related to the idolatry. He killed a leader because Zimri was a leader of this tribe of Shimon, just like Moshe or perhaps God had said, to kill a leader. He didn't kill all the leaders, he killed one. And whereas the feeling was that the nation had joined in this effort to go down to licentiousness, Pinchas represents, on the one hand, better leadership. If Zimri represents failed leadership, Pinchas represents new, fresh, good leadership. Pinchas is also every man. I mean, who is Pinchas? Before this, he's not even a Kohen. Who Pinchas is? No one. Pinchas is everyone. Pinchas represents everyone, and he comes as everyone. He comes and he saves the day. This one act saved thousands of lives, because it could have been that all the leaders would have had to been killed. It could have been that all those who sinned would have to be killed. And it's true. There was a tremendous plague, killed 24,000 people, but that's apparently a lot less than would have died had plan A or B taken place, where the nation would have been killed for all the people who were involved in this idolatry and particularly immorality. There are times when one decisive act, violent as it may be, does more to save lives than all the peace in the world. Sometimes a person makes various peace efforts, makes various appeasements, and they bring tremendous death, destruction. Perhaps Chamberlain, the most famous among them. And at times, a person can take a decisive act, violent as it may be. And of course, Pinchas cannot be replicated. This is not something that we can try at home. Pinchas, an unusual circumstance, just how he could do this without exact divine approval wasn't exactly clear. He has had a tradition that he could do this in this particular circumstance. Kanayim Pogimbo. We have to be very careful how we use this. But there is an idea that somehow in this case, very unique case, he was able to achieve something with, yes, a violent act, which ultimately led to the stoppage of the bleeding and of the dying, and perhaps of the attack against all of the Jewish people for all being involved or not standing up as he did for everyone else. Pinchas is an example, counterexample of bad leadership. He's the good leader. Pinchas is an example of, as opposed to the bystanders who were all guilty by the fact that they remained silent. And he's the antithesis of that. He's the bystander, the man on the street who does something about it, who takes action. And as a result, he brought tremendous peace. He saved a lot of lives. And that's why Pinchas is so fantastic. And that's why we start the parasha by saying, "Inotin lo briti shalom." I'm going to give him a covenant of peace. The Beit HaMikdash is all about peace. Yes, in the Beit HaMikdash, there are animals that are sacrificed, but the Beit HaMikdash is a place free from death. The Beit HaMikdash is a place where there's no murder. If someone needs to be brought to trial, it needs to be executed, you take him away from the altar. The altar is not a place of death. The high priest never went to a funeral since he became the high priest. The priests only go to a funeral of their closest relatives. The temple, as many have explained, is a place of pure life, affirmation of life. And the act of Pinchas was an act that saved many lives. And therefore, he belongs as a Kohen in the temple of life, all about the saving of life. And that's why Judaism emphasizes Pikuach Nefesh, the highest value is the saving of life. And that's what Pinchas did. Pinchas, in a very strange way, through a violent act, saved the lives of Israel. Thank you for joining us here for the discussion of Pinchas. Join us each week for discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. Again, thanks to Erica Siegel for sponsoring this webcast in memory of her husband, Andrew Siegel. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.